When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You better clutch your nuts, honey, because it's time for Squirrel Talk.
Hello, squirrels.
Hi, squirrel friends. Welcome back to another episode of Squirrel Talk.
It's been a while.
It's only been a couple weeks.
It's only been a couple weeks. It feels like it's been forever.
It's been forever
since I've been on the pod. It's me, Vicky Licks.
Oh, Vicky, we miss you.
I'm dead.
Yeah, you died.
I'm dead. Did you know I'm dead?
The official word is that you're dead now.
Yeah, the official word that I said, because when I say something, it becomes official.
And then we all have to do your bidding.
No, that's the point.
We have to avenge your death.
If anyone wants any of my drag, I'm cleaning out my closet. And I'm going to put it on the side of the road. Anything that Selena Vile hasn't already taken, that pillaging hussy.
Thank you for allowing me to have first dibs. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Hillary gets nothing. She gets my socks. She gets my cum rags.
Not the cum rags.
And she gets Una's diapers.
Oh, God.
And that's about it.
Hi, squirrel friends. Listen, it's not actually... Vicky's not actually here.
Oh, yeah? What about this?
Vicky...
Oh, yeah? How about this? I got a new one for you, too.
Oh, my God. I want to hear it. Are you going to... Right now?
This is the thing you say to me constantly.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, I do.
Well, we started off on that bright note.
Did I say that when you played me the soundboard last time? Is that where you got that from?
You say it to me constantly.
Well, I mean it. I mean it every time. I mean it every time.
Hateful. You're hateful.
I hope you understand that I mean it every time. We are coming off of a text message thread that we received today from the creator of Squirrel Talk podcast, our drag mother, Vicky Licks.
She disowned us.
No, she's officially leaving drag. We knew it already. We've already joked about her being dead, but now she's officially dead.
Officially leaving drag. I think it's really funny in a way because I'm like, yeah, we've been new, sis. Like, you've been gone for a while.
I get it for us. For her, I do understand that she's had her drag room still in existence this entire time. Yeah. It is a very cleansing thing to remove all of these items from your room and actually officially getting rid of all your items, like all your drag belongings. Look up behind you. You're full of wigs and you have eyeballs and such.
Yeah, it's becoming insane. And that's kind of another thing that I'm kind of questioning in my life, whether or not I want to take on the corpse droppings of my drag mother into my life, because I already have so much.
You have a lot. You do have a lot. But you can pass things off to people.
Yeah.
You don't have to use everything she gives you. You don't have to take anything. You can tell her not to come over and bring you stuff.
Well, it's taken long enough, but I don't even know what to take or what I would want, or, you know, I don't know.
Give everything to Messy.
I'll take the moose antlers. And that's the thing. Messi doesn't even want anything anymore. All she wears is Jeff Christensen hand-me-downs that she buys.
I think she'd be happy with some hand-me-downs that she doesn't have to pay for.
Oh, she doesn't like mine, but of course mine are very cheap.
I take your hand-me-downs. I've used some of your things.
That's true. I gave you that one dress. You wear it constantly.
That pink one. It's gorgeous. It works well for me.
It didn't fit, but it looks great on you. It was probably like literally like $20. So
love it. But free for me.
Yeah.
Except the cost of having to spend time with you.
Yeah. I actually tried to give away some of my old drag, and it was really difficult. Not that I didn't want to give it away, but like, I found it really hard to actually get it to people. Like people would have to come to me and then like I would fall asleep and then I wouldn't hear them knocking at the door. Anyway.
That's what was happening to me just now when you were like, let's record the podcast. And I was like, yeah, for sure. I was like texting you between sleep and then you're like, link sent. And I woke up and I was like, wow, it's been 10 minutes. No. I should probably get up. And
Yeah. I think that's the tea. I'm still really tired. I was talking to Adam. I just noticed he's really out of it. My husband, Adam. Mm. I'm like, are we just all tired?
Well, we just came dead? Off of, I mean, yeah. I was listening to our last podcast just the other day. And oh my goodness.
You did? No one listens to that podcast.
I felt bad for us. I wanted to give us a listen. I wanted to give us one view. But no, we were so busy last month, and the month just ended. Like, it just ended.
That's true.
I don't know about you, but I worked just about every day the entire month. If I wasn't working a gig, yeah. I was working at the restaurant.
Yeah, I worked every day.
Yeah.
If I wasn't gigging, and sometimes as a performer, you only count the days you're gigging as work.
Right. No, you need your days off, babes.
But no, I was working every day, and yeah, and I think also on top of it, I got thrown into Camp Wanakiki season 5, which was very unexpected for it to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And I stupidly got into creating a review show, Cult Wanakiki. Go check out my YouTube and watch Cult Wanakiki, where we review the new episodes of season 5, Camp Wanakiki. Because I feel some sort of responsibility for talking about the show, because I feel like it doesn't get talked about enough. And then I got caught in a weird fucking negativity firestorm where people were like sending me like, screw you, Hillary, don't like your opinion. And I was like, I can't win. I literally can't do anything right anymore. It was so...
Here's the thing. I haven't watched your show, but if if you're going on TV, you need to be open to people being critical about your work. You're putting yourself out there. You're going to receive negative comments. And I know you. I know you can be very mean. but also like the things that you say, I know, are coming from like an educated opinion.
Yeah, I would say so. And it doesn't help that Bianca Del Rio recently took over the pit stop, and she's the meanest bitch drag queen ever. And like, I wasn't even half as mean as Bianca Del Rio. You know what I mean? But it was still, I think, because Camp Wanakiki has such a goody two shoes, everyone wants only
that is true
happy shit,
yeah,
which is fine, but I'm sorry, I'm gonna tell you my opinion when I don't like your outfit.
And can I just say one thing, and this isn't to insult you, Hillary, but your opinion doesn't matter.
Yes, like, exactly. My opinion is one opinion.
Exactly. Like, you're You can't get up in arms about one person saying something negative about your stuff.
And also, I was thinking, you're right, because it's one opinion. And the thing is, if I have that opinion of something that you've put out into the world on television at this point, guess what, sis? other people might have the same opinion. Mm-hmm. So the fact that I'm voicing it for you, like, lets you deal with it. Let's brings it out of the shadows. You know, like, some people will never like you. Ever. Some people hate Camp Wanakiki. They just, they're like, no, everything on that show is terrible. You know, can you imagine if Violet Chachki was judging Camp Wanakiki?
Yeah.
She'd like set herself on fire. Like,
she'd be dying of fire.
Yes.
It is a great season, though. I'm really enjoying it.
It's really good. It's really good. The caliber of the drag is increasing, and the personalities are fun. They're a competitive group of
they are
competitors.
People are really taking the challenges to heart. Like, they're taking the prompt or the brief for the runways and really doing some really great creative stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's what 2 months of preparation gets you.
Yeah. I guess, eh?
I wish I would have had 2 months of preparation.
All right, we get it. You got shafted. You made it to top two and you didn't win.
Well, none of us did. But yeah, it makes a big difference when you have a little longer to prepare. I mean, I had to, in a month, figure out how to get myself there and make 10 looks. And, you know, that...
It only benefits everybody. It benefits the show. It benefits the performers who are going on the show.
Yeah.
It just makes everything, it elevates the quality of everything because you have more time to think about your concepts and to execute them.
Absolutely. I mean, some of my lesser good looks, like, I would have been had enough time to just, you know, be like, Selena, is this good? Are we going in the right direction? And you could have told me, no. Like,
I think we did a couple times and you said, I don't care.
Because I literally didn't have time to change it at that point.
Yeah.
I was like, what's the idea? This is the idea. Okay. And then I was like, here it is. And you're like, you're kind of like, I'm not sure about that. It's like, I leave tomorrow. Could you should have told me that 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Sorry. Speaking of, Camp Wanakiki season 6 is coming. Are you going to audition? Do you think you're going to audition?
I've thought about it, and I think it doesn't make financial sense for me right now to do it.
It never does.
No, that is true. It doesn't.
It will never make financial sense to do something like this. Drag Race, Dracula, whatever included. Like, these reality TV shows make no financial sense.
That is true.
Ever.
That is true.
It doesn't mean you shouldn't apply if you like it.
I have another 2 weeks left to go.
Yeah. You got a couple weeks.
Is it just like a 3-minute video? That's all you have to send in? Being like, hey, this is who I am. Hope you book me.
That's all you do. You send in a 3-minute video. This is a good plug for Camp Wanakiki. If you are looking to be a campy drag queen on Camp Wanakiki, they are currently looking for applicants for season 6. All you have to do is send in a 3-minute video, answer a little questionnaire, tell us why you think you would be the next queen of camp, king of camp, sovereign champ of camp, or whatever. That's all you got to do. I even put up my audition video, on my YouTube. Flapjack did, Opal Essence did, don't watch Opals. but she made it on. So, I mean, hey, maybe do watch Opals.
Because somebody had to go home second.
And then retroactively go home first.
Wait, what are you talking about? Did they bring somebody? They brought, it was Vincent, right?
Yeah. Because they brought him back. Back because right. You know, at the end of the day, I was like, Vincent probably had a stronger package.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going up to visit Opal, or down to visit Opal.
Even though you're so mean to her.
I'm so mean to her, but I'm probably the nicest person to her.
That's it. Wait, when are you going? You're going to Albuquerque? Is that where she's from?
Albany,
yes.
Yeah, I'm going down there at the end of the month. I'm going to go do her viewing party. She invited me.
Oh, cool.
To go do that with her and Paris Lilleroo, who was on season 2. They both live in the Albany area. And Yeah, Clinica went. Deja D just went the other week. So I asked Deja on the down low. I was like, should I go? I don't know. She's like, yeah. Go ahead, girl. And okay. So finally, we booked a hotel. Because I am not sleeping on her couch. That's just not an experience I am willing to.
Oh, excuse me, Miss Grand Dame over here won't sleep on someone's couch.
Well, her couch is probably disgusting. And I'm not interested in that. And I don't know, but I'm not going to be dictated by opalescence in Albany. where I'm going to go in my life.
You sound so happy to go see your sister.
I'm very happy. So happy. Yeah, but I mean, the show fee that I'm getting, like, it's literally going to pay for my hotel and gas money. That's it.
Sounds pretty good for a Albany show.
Well, barely. I mean, barely. Like, we have to go super cheap. But we're going to make it a road trip. Road trip to Albany.
Woo! Are you going to stop by Syracuse and do some shopping?
Yeah, don't tell the border agency.
Don't tell them you're going shopping?
Yeah, I don't know.
They want you to go shopping.
Do they? Isn't there a limit? You have to pay a tariff, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, that may be true, actually.
Probably. These days, it's all so expensive. It doesn't matter.
Well, don't tell them you're going performing. That's the key thing.
I'm hardly performing when it's considering opalescence.
Stop! Leave the poor girl alone.
Like, what are you going to do there? Well, I'm going to drown my sorrows in a bar. I might put a wig on, but it's not a requirement when my friend's there. I feel like I'd be way too mean. Oh, well. Sorry, Opal.
You're a monster.
Opal, I love you.
This is the side of you that the season 5 queens have not, like, are just learning about right now.
Oh, I'm a horrible person. That's okay. I mean, you know, I mean, I think also, like, my bitchy side, the side that gives no fucks, comes out when I'm tired. Mm. Really tired. Like, tired. I'm just, and that's what I was when I started Cult Wanakiki, I think, too. I was, like,
tired.
Kind of tired, and I gave no fucks, so I was probably just a real bitch.
Right.
They're going to get what they get, Samantha.
Samantha?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, what about you? Are you doing well? I mean, you're very tired. You had so much work. Are you taking some time off? And then as soon as you get time off, well, you have to apply for Camp Wanakiki to keep up with your sister, Hillary.
I'm okay living in your shadow. I did have a couple of days off post-Pride. I did go home and visit my family for a couple days.
Aww.
Yeah. And then I'm going back to work this week. And now I'm waiting a couple weeks. And then I go to Seattle for a little trip.
Oh, work. Yeah. Go to Seattle. Is that where you're trying to move now? You want to get to the Seattle scene?
No, God, no. The
Seattle queen?
No, absolutely not. I don't want to live in the States. Jesus Christ, it's terrifying down there.
I guess. It's terrifying everywhere. You go
it's
to the
less
States.
Terrifying. It is less terrifying here.
You go to the States, you got to deal with the, you know, the people who want to kill you. You go to Canada, you got to deal with the trees that just turn on fire and want to kill you and burn yourself to the ground.
There are trees on fire in the States, too. Don't blame it all on us.
That's true. But the Americans want to. Every American headline, if you go to the news channels in America, mm-hmm. it's just like, it's not just smoke coming in from environmental change. It's like smoke from Canada.
What if I told you we had this exact conversation on the last podcast?
I wouldn't remember.
But it did happen. It did happen.
Aww.
We were angry.
Selena, why would you say that about me?
Do you have any other ones on there? Anything of you? Are you saying anything stupid?
No.
Of course not, because you're the one making the soundboard.
Exactly.
Any cancelable offenses of yours on there?
No, I haven't done that in a while. Vicky used to cut those out when back in the day.
Mm.
I would like go on some tangent and then eventually start talking about something just really not safe for air. And then she'd be like, Hillary, please stop. I have to edit that out, you know. I'm like, the thing is, like, I never really understood that until now. I have people on my shows and stuff like that. Like, you know, I have to edit out constantly. I mean, like, honey, I had Flapjack. She's from the South. On my podcast there, Cult Wanakiki. She said some things. And really? I had to cut those things out.
I want to know what they are. Flapjack is doing great work right now. Her Titanic number. Did you see that?
The one where she literally talks about how the sub compressed and people died.
Yeah. It's a fun thing to joke about when it's billionaires dying.
I still think it's kind of in bad taste.
No, it's not. I completely disagree. And before you say Americans, are like this, there's a few drag performers in Canada who have been doing Titanic numbers, and I approve of all of them.
I think it's funny. I still think it's in bad taste. I'm like,
I disagree.
Do I agree that billionaire is going to see the Titanic?
You can't even say it.
I'm too poor to understand the concept. Is it wrong? Yeah, of course it's wrong. Are you fucking kidding me? Luxury shit is like, the rich people have too much money. Mm-hmm. They're going down to see the Titanic and killing mm-hmm. themselves. Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for the teenage son who was on there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, ignorance is bliss. I don't feel bad for him.
Well, he didn't want to go.
He didn't?
No.
Wait, is this a story? He's like, Dad, I'd rather go to the strippers and cocaine bar like last time.
Okay, now you're the one who's being inappropriate about people dying. No, his aunt was on a news program saying that he like was really scared and didn't want to go down there, but he like his dad like pressured him into doing it.
Jesus,
that's yeah. This is why these people should not have this much money.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. That's right. 100%. People are doing these things. People are fundamentally stupid.
Yeah.
You know, like, even social media and things like everyone's given a voice, and sometimes it's good, but sometimes it's bad. Mm-hmm. You know, like, AI algorithms, and it's just too much.
The AI is terrifying to me. The things that AI is capable of, exactly, regulations. They need to have such strict regulations on this shit.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, the AI stuff is you know, the thing that I hate about the AI currently is it's not that it's not a very useful tool. I think it's pretty amazing when you consider the application of it. But ChatGPT, for example, mm-hmm. the current iteration of it, when it doesn't know something, it guesses.
Yeah.
And that's a big problem. Because do you know where it learns all of the information that it supposedly knows?
Google.
It studies the internet.
Yeah.
And then it creates information and guesses what it doesn't know. And then people are putting that onto the internet.
Uh-huh.
And then it studies itself. Yeah. And then it believes its own lies.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get exponential bullshit.
It's wild.
Crazy.
It is so wild to me that this is a thing that we're doing these days. A friend of mine.
It's not new, though. Like, people think it's new. It's like, no, AI has been out there for a long time. Like, Google is AI. Siri is AI.
Yeah, this is why I don't even have Siri on my phone. I don't ever use her.
You don't like Siri?
I don't want her talking to me.
Oh, my God. Siri, Selena doesn't like you. What do you think about that? She says,
she doesn't think anything because she's an idiot. She's so stupid.
I don't have an answer for that. Of course you don't. But she's thinking independently. That's what I always think about Siri.
Do you remember the movie Her? Do you remember the movie Her?
Yeah.
A liquid is a nearly incompressible fluid that conforms to the shape of its container but retains a nearly constant volume independent of pressure.
Look at that idiot. What is it? No, I don't want to hear more, Siri.
I don't know. She asked if she was giving me the definition of a liquid. I don't understand. They just kind of make it up. And then I feel like sometimes Siri's listening to me and she just bullshits me. She's like, I don't understand what you said, but she's actually taking notes.
Do you have one of those home invasion ones? One of those like Google Home or like Alexa? No,
those are terrifying because I feel like they buy stuff.
I was once with my friends, who my downstairs neighbors, and they had, was it
How
Alexa?
Big was his dick?
And I, that's the other name. Actually, I have slept with my downstairs neighbor, but it was the other one. Anyway, so they had their Alexa on or whoever it was. And they asked it, we were like, oh, Google is like listening to our voice. And we're like, hey, Google, are you recording our voices? And they go, and Google went, no, I'm not video recording you. And we were like, no one said anything about video. What?
Specifically video recording.
Yeah.
You, absolutely audio recording you.
Yeah, it was very scary.
Yeah, those Google Homes, they're so cheap, I don't trust them. They're like, it's cheaper to buy one of those than a baseball. It's like, they should be giving them to kids, turning them off and using it as baseballs these days. Like, they're garbage. Get rid of them. Get out of your house.
Yeah. Oh my God. I saw in Sweden now they're doing this. They're doing all your credit card, like ID information is all going in a chip inside your skin. I can't believe we're there now. I hate it.
Really? They're doing that?
They're doing it in Sweden of all places. Sweden, I always think of as like the place where everything is like lovely and sweet and beautiful. I don't know why they're doing that.
That's not what my Swedish friends say.
Oh, God.
Because also in Sweden, they have like a kind of classification education system. So, you know, you can only kind of go where you get placed.
Really?
Yeah, it's super liberal, but it's also very, very like, you know, verging on communist, you know. Extreme socialism is actually not the T when you really think about it. There is a benefit to this capitalist manifesto.
Look at you.
I know, right?
Now, when you say your friends from Sweden, are you talking about ABBA?
Yeah, and Sven.
Did you know that ABBA was a Eurovision winner? I did not know that's how they got their start.
That's a sad story.
What, this is it sad that I didn't know, or sad that that's where they got their start?
yes, both of those. No, the Swedish person that I knew specifically, I'm thinking of, she was my boss when I was handing out newspapers when I first got to Toronto. We became friends.
You were a newsie?
Yeah, I was a newsie.
You're like, extra, read all about it.
Well, no, I was specifically more like, Metro, get your Metro.
Oh, you were the Metro person.
No, actually, I was even worse. I was the 24.
Oh, nobody wanted that one.
No, and then I lost my job at 24, and then they hired me at Metro. And then 2 months later, I got back to the 24 because I was like, oh, I really need my job.
What?
Yeah, that was my life early on in Toronto.
Wow.
Super fun. But my boss is a Swedish lady,
okay.
And I helped her move her house one day, and
like
I was
physically like, out of the ground, you move the foundation from one plot to another.
Well, that's how Swedes do it, and I realized maybe we shouldn't be friends because I realized she was one of those people who dries her fruit.
What
she
do you
has
mean?
Like a fruit dehydrator.
What does that do?
It's like a fridge and you put fruit in it and it dehydrates the fruit.
Why?
And she's like, do you want to try some of my fruit? And I was like, no.
Oh my God.
Why can't you eat processed food like a regular person? Oh.
What happens when you dehydrate a fruit?
It becomes dehydrated and candy-like and, I don't know, a prune.
Sounds awful.
It's gross. And that's why you shouldn't trust Swedes.
I accept.
Or,
as
what they call sweets in Swedish, Swedes. Would you like a Swede?
You are amusing yourself so
that's
hard
all right I now. Have left. That's all I have left.
What is this new foam wig you have? This is it from Pola?
Oh, my foam wig? Yeah, that's from Pola Frost. It's a Pola.
So is it like she made it and gave it to you, or she gave you the materials? Like, what is she, like, does she sell these?
She sells them. And oh. I should promote, you can check out some Pola. It's a Pola wig, Pola Frost, Pola Vortex Frost on Instagram. She's making all these cool foam wigs in this very cool style. It's very flowy foam. It's cool. Nice. And she gave us each one wig for free.
No way.
I had to pay for shipping, which was still
the cost of a wig.
Over $100. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. There's a wig designer that I like in San Francisco, Wigs by Tips. And I bought some wigs from them years ago. And when they quoted me the price, I was like, sounds great. And did not factor it was American dollars and that shipping would be just as much as the wig would be. Yeah. And then I was like, well, can never do this again. But now that I'm going to Seattle, I'm going to have her ship some wigs to my friend's house.
Oh, amazing.
And it's still going to be too expensive, but at least I won't be paying the shipping.
Yeah. That's so true. And, yeah. And the American dollar is so much higher than ours now.
Yeah, we suck. Yeah, people have been tipping me in American at my shows, and I'm really appreciative of it. I'm like, thank you, everybody who's been tipping me in American dollars.
That's so much. That's so hard to use. I guess you're going to use it in Seattle.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm going to Seattle. I'm going to use it. So I'm going to Seattle because I got my ticket to see Madonna there, so I could go with my friend because she lives out there, and I wanted to go visit her anyway. And now Madonna. Well, I'm going to try and pick up some gigs. I've been trying to talk to some people. No one's really talking back to me. So we'll see. I may just go to shows. But
yeah.
But I do want to pick up some gigs to make some money while I'm there because Madonna's concert is now canceled because she's sick.
Oh, yeah. I have from friend Miss Texas 1988 is there.
Oh, true. She is there, isn't she? She's Seattle.
Vincent Millay is there, but Vincent doesn't do drag really much that much anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. Talk to them.
Maybe I will reach out to Miss Texas.
Miss Texas is wonderful. Very, very entertaining, professional. Very, very good at what they do.
All right.
I like Texas. It's wonderful.
I really am enjoying her on the show. Her, yeah. Tara Newhall, Avery Goodname.
Mm-hmm.
Great. I love them.
And Avery. And Goodname. And then Avery Goodname. And then also Avery. Avery is dominating that show.
Avery is dominating.
Dominating. Do you know what's funny? On the Drag Race wiki,
mm-hmm.
Avery technically has less points than, I think, Rita Taro or something like that, just because of activities, wins, right. and stuff like that. But Avery has literally, like, won every single talent show at this point. Yeah. And that's kind of what matters.
But Avery hasn't actually won one. She's just done very well.
Avery?
Yeah.
Oh. I guess not. Anyway. I think she won one. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. She's doing great. She's doing way too good, honestly.
Yeah, I enjoy her. I enjoy her. Where's she from? Philadelphia. Right? You don't know. You don't care.
I guess Philadelphia.
Funny.
Yeah. I still bear a grudge against Avery. Because
why?
Avery came to our viewing, our premiere party.
Oh, God. What's going to happen now?
Dressed in this outfit that was trying to steal all of the attention.
Oh.
And I was just like, sit down, you little runner-up bitch.
What is she a runner-up of?
I don't know. She wanted to get on the show, obviously, and she did.
Yeah, good for her.
But I was just like, don't take my moment.
Here's the thing. If you wanted your moment, you should have stepped up your game and had an even better outfit than hers.
You're talking to me. I don't think that's possible. I do what
Didn't
I do.
Did you show up in a Canadian tuxedo? Isn't that what you wore to the premiere?
I try to open my mouth and occasionally something half decent falls out, and that's all I got. That's literally all I got. Okay, well, let's take a break and then talk about Drag Race, I guess.
Oh God, we have to. Yeah, that show. All right.
Yeah, we can say a couple seconds.
Let's talk about Go Go for the Golden.
Sounds like a plan. All right, see you in a minute, squirrels.
Bye.
Are we back?
We're back.
No, don't sound so enthusiastic.
What's wrong, Hillary?
Oh, no. You've turned into Vicky now.
I didn't turn into Vicky. I am Vicky Links.
Vicky, I have some questions for you.
Shut up!
You never let me ask my questions. You always just slap me.
It's tradition.
It's true. I've always been the one who you beat. Why couldn't I have been the one you loved?
No more plastic hangers!
I love putting my clothes on plastic hangers. I only want plastic hangers from Dollarama, you know that.
You're not one of my fans. I couldn't think of another line of hers. I had to jump.
That's
to
not
Christina.
True. I love her. She's a great drag. Well, not anymore. She's dead. Yeah, anyway,
a great porn star.
Moving on.
Shh. It's a secret.
It's a secret. Oh my god. And that brings me back to the beginning of the pandemic when all of this fell apart. House of Lex, we were just like, yeah, we're the House of Lex. Yeah, we're going to put on shows. Ooh, let's do a roast together. Yeah, let's add two more members. Hey, Chansa. Hey, Hugh. Pandemic. Everything falls apart. She becomes a porn star. I become depressed and I leave the house. You
thrive.
Thrive. You become your best self.
I come into my own.
Ugh, love it. Okay, so Drag Race All Stars 8 is almost done. Jimbo seems to be destroying the competition, and if Jimbo doesn't win at this point, it makes no sense. Makes no sense. Jimbo is clearly going to be the first Canadian winner of an American reality drag program. Do you think so? I think so.
I think it doesn't make sense for anybody else to win. I'd be really happy if Jessica Wilde won. I'd be very happy. I love her so much.
First Puerto Rican winner.
Yeah.
What's and Candy Muse, I guess.
Candy's Dominican.
I guess she could be Dominican or just like the first big girl winner. They'd consider her a big girl.
Yeah, they haven't had one in the States yet.
And I think that's the one disadvantage that Jimbo does face is that Americans do not want a Canadian to win. At the end of the day, they're just like, no.
But no. Americans do want Jimbo to win. Like, people love. When the series started, everyone was like, boo, Jimbo. She makes fun of female bodies. But now I think her talent.
It was even worse than that. There was like YouTube videos going around being like, oh, there's something about Jimbo. She's evil.
Yeah.
Behind her eyes, she's evil. She's not evil. She's just Canadian.
She's weird and it's fine.
She's a weirdo Canadian person.
But as the series has gone on, all I'm seeing is nothing but love for Jimbo. She has proven herself to be the ultimate talent.
Yeah, even I like her.
You didn't always?
Oh, yeah, I liked her, but I was pretending not to because she pays no attention to us.
Well, she doesn't have to. What does she have to pay attention to us for?
She never paid attention to us.
But why should she?
Because we're Canadian and we do comedy too.
So?
I know. It's just annoying. And also, I mean, like, maybe she doesn't pay attention to you because what are you? But, like, I've been on Camp Wanakiki. I'm amazing. And I'm a Canadian who also competed on an American TV show. And she just doesn't even care. But it's because she's too weird and she's too Jimbo-y.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
But also, we have a connection with her. We know Blake, who shoots a lot of Jimbo's looks.
Well, just because we've shot with the same photographer as her doesn't mean we have to be buddies.
I'm sure Blake is like, have you seen this person? And Jimbo's like, oh, that's nice.
I really doubt it. I think Blake's got stars in his eyes when he is shooting these Rue girls and doesn't think about us.
That's true. We were a means to an end.
We got great photos out of it.
Yeah. So anyway, we were talking about All Stars. It's been an up and down season. I'm actually liking it again. I was not liking it for a while.
Mm.
But I actually kind of like it again. I think it's just because Jimbo's so entertaining at everything. There's nothing he can't do.
I know. It's except lip sync. Jimbo is such a watchable, like, just makes everything better.
Mm-hmm.
Makes the entire series better. It's interesting to me that they're now at top three and they're going to have another challenge with another lip sync battle at the end.
Yeah, that's weird. I'm not sure I understand that.
Like, are we just going down to a top two? Someone's going to have to eliminate somebody? Like, I don't know.
I don't know. Alexis Michelle, though, what a kettle of fish. My God.
Yeah.
That psychopath. I've decided Alexis Michelle must be a psychopath.
Yeah.
Because it's just like endless lying. Endless streams of lying. And she's like, what do you mean? I'm not lying. How could you possibly mean I'm lying? I love all of my sisters equally. In that cadence. It's just, wow. I mean, she's talented. I'll give her that. Like, she does a great Bea Arthur. Like, I'm impressed by her. And she's talented.
Incredibly talented.
But like, Jesus Christ, is she a lying lie person?
But boy, did she make good TV. She was great this season.
Yeah.
She really did add something to this season as well.
And, you know, I was mad at Candy Muse for that minute of, like, getting, you know, calling Alexis Michelle for crying.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm totally on Candy's side. It's like, oh, no, Candy saw through Alexis's bullshit.
Yeah, every time she cries, I'm like, what are you... The theatrics.
Just ridiculous. And then Jessica is just sitting there just going like, okay, whatever.
I love that person. Jessica is the embodiment of how you do well on this show, which is just show up. You don't need to do drama. You just need to have fun and have a good time and throw yourself into every competition, every category. Even if it's not your strength, just have fun with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, it was too bad. Having a roast at the end there, poor Alexis really didn't stand much of a chance. She just doesn't understand comedy, I don't think.
I think she does understand it in some capacities.
Yeah.
Like Snatch Game, she fully understands.
Yeah. It's weird. Like, you know, comedy is tricky, too, because also then you're playing at a higher level. It's like you can't just be OK. You have to be really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, you can't just tell a joke. You have to like tell joke. You have to nail it. Jimbo and Jessica went hard. They went hard.
Yes. Yes, and that's a thing, but you have to, it comes down to personality, I think, because you have to go that hard, but you have to do it in a likable way. You still have to be likable at the end of it. And I think Alexis Michelle lacks that likability.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we hate her?
Because she's one of those musical theater. She's the Leah Michelle of drag.
Oh my God. Don't shit in my wig. thanks, Leah. Thanks for the memories.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I have to say about All Stars.
Me too.
You know, I'm just kind of like,
Who are you rooting for the fame game?
James Mansfield. I think James has done just, I don't know, all the looks are so good. And James has such a great online following, mm-hmm. online presence.
Mm-hmm.
I just think he's should win, like, period. Like, he'll do the most with it.
I think the person who deserves it the most is actually Darian Lake. Darian.
Fuck Darian.
Darian has...
She'll just go on vacation somewhere and be like, great, thanks for the money. She doesn't need it. No.
I guess that's true. But she has
actually do something worthwhile.
But Darian has had such a creative take on every category. And she like steps outside of her box every time.
I guess. I don't know if I like some of them though. Some of them are kind of sloppy. Yeah, it's okay. People do like Darian, though. I mean, it's not that I don't like Darian.
I mean, I don't think you do like her.
Kasha Davis. I mean, what the wonderful. I love these queens, but I prefer James Mansfield.
Sure.
I'm biased, I guess.
You are.
Well, I mean, the Fame Games, who knows who's going to win? They're probably going to cancel it anyway. I mean, like, it's creating quite a social media disturbance. People are all up in arms.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Should we go to bed now?
Why? Why would you go to bed? I'm never going to bed ever again.
We have to sleep.
I can't sleep.
No, we have to sleep. Have you not been sleeping?
What?
Have you not been sleeping?
I can't remember.
Hillary.
You know, I've been playing too many video games and eating too many chocolate bars.
Oh, huh, interesting.
Yeah, that's what happens.
And there it is, kids. There
You're
it is.
So over it. You're so over it. You're so over
it. I'm tired.
So considering Vicky Licks is done, should we keep doing this podcast?
We weren't doing it for her. Were we?
I don't even know. Are we just kind of trying to continue the legacy, the husk of Vicky Licks' podcast that she made in 2007 in her MySpace era?
No.
Is 2007 MySpace? No, maybe it's like 1997.
No, I think 2007 is the correct era for it. ICQ. Maybe 2005?
Mm. Oh, I just went to a concert. I went to Aqua and Prozac.
How'd it go?
Van Brand 2000.
Brand Van 2000.
3000.
3000. Okay, it doesn't matter.
6000?
They're no longer making music. What? How was it?
Not really. Oh, all my I wanna God. Do is love you. Yeah, Brand Van was very interesting. I mean, I really had known too well, other than a couple of hits. Like Drinking in LA.
Right. Oh, that's Brand Van. That is so funny because those two songs are so different from each other.
So different.
Like, it does not sound like the same band at all.
And Aqua is really having a moment because
the Barbie movie
is coming out. And Barbie Girl has been remixed by Tiesto and has been sampled by Nicki Minaj and Silva Fox, I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah, so I have a theory that this Nicki Minaj song, it's literally called Barbie World instead mm-hmm. of Barbie Girl, but it's literally called Barbie Girl parentheses with Aqua close parentheses. mm-hmm. And I think that's actually a really nice touch because it literally has with Aqua in the title.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you don't have to do that when you sample someone, you know, just ask Beyonce, just ask Kanye West.
Well, Beyonce put out her Break My Soul Vogue remix and she credited Madonna. She's like Beyonce and Madonna. Meanwhile, Madonna's not on the track at all.
That's weird. What about Big Frida? She credited Madonna and not Big Frida?
Big Frida is credited.
Is she? Is she? Probably not. I
don't think she is in the like with Big Frida, but like she does have a writing credit on the song.
Yeah, but that's it. It's anyway. But I think it's very intentional that Aqua is in the title, to bring it back. And honestly, if you've heard it, it's literally Nicki Minaj and Silva just like rapping over Barbie Girl. It's not a great song. The highlight of the song is Barbie Girl.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to bring a lot of attention to Aqua, and I'm so happy. They were so well received. It was at the casino in Niagara Falls.
Their music is so fun. Happy Boys and Happy Girls, Dr. Jones.
Yeah.
Even Turn Back Time.
Like, I don't get excited at concerts. I'm not a very excitable person, weirdly enough, for this stuff. And my husband was like, yeah, when I saw Aqua and Prozac playing together for this multiple times, they've done it before. Mm-hmm. I was so excited because also Prozac retired. They said they were done. They said they were done, and now they're back.
Now, are there people on stage for Prozac, or do they send out cartoons?
No, they stand on stage and they have little inflatable heads that they stand in front of. And also, the one's a dad, and he literally brought out his kids on stage and just had them dancing around in the corner. It was hilarious.
That's cute. Actually, Alanis did that in the last concert I saw of hers.
Yeah, it was so adorable. It was a really fun concert. I had a lot of fun.
Great.
Yeah. But it's just speaking about going back in time. It's like, you know, going back to when this all started. Like, why did we start doing Squirrel Talk? I don't know. I really don't know. To talk about Drag Race.
Well, we've already given that part up.
Huh? Oh, yeah. And now we're just continuing on for, I don't know, so we can hit 200 episodes. And we're still 8 episodes away.
Oh, we can do 8 1-minute episodes.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Right?
Hey, comment below if you want to hear 8 1-minute episodes. We can get them done by next week.
Because we'll only do one a day. All right, I'm ready for bed.
But the second half is too short.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is. We haven't been talking long enough.
People don't care.
She's really falling asleep, folks. She really...
They want me to get my rest. They want me to get my beauty rest.
Selena Vile just doesn't want to talk to me anymore.
That's true. Okay, stop stalling. We're saying goodnight now. Thanks, everybody.
We have to cast a show. We have to cast a show.
Oh, yeah. When we stop this, I'm going to talk to you about that.
No, you have to go to bed. You've committed yourself now. Now you have to go to bed.
I'll talk to you in my sleep.
Immediately. All right. Squirrels, look, if you're over it, we're over it. We get it. It's been a long month. It's been a long year. You're probably choking to death on Canadian wood fumes.
8 more episodes. 8 more episodes.
Episodes. Oh, and then do we just delete it all and just set it up there? Never existed. Sonar network. And then I still can't get over when we had Juice and Cynthia on our pod a little while ago. And they're like, do you feel competition with us now that we're another drag podcast on the Sonar network? And we were both like, no, absolutely not. Please, don't do your thing.
I don't think they were serious.
I don't know. I really don't know. There's so many drag queens that they take themselves so seriously. And I'm just like, I don't at all.
You do. You take comedy seriously.
I do. I do take comedy seriously. Not seriously enough to be successful, but it's okay. I'll never be as good as Selena Vile.
Well, maybe if you stop being mean to your season 5 sisters.
I have been, and I've made a full apology.
Oh, wow. Public?
And I'd like to retract that apology right now because I think they're little bitches.
Oh, no. Miss Texas 1988, please still work with me when I come to Seattle, okay? Don't listen to Hillary.
All right. Well, I guess that's the end.
Great.
So by the next time we do a podcast, I guess in 2 weeks or whatever, the season of All Stars 8 will be over.
I hope so. Jesus.
Most likely. And Jimbo will probably have resided over everything. And it'll be a whole new world.
A new horizon to pursue.
Yeah. Speaking of, I didn't like that movie. Did you like it?
Aladdin?
Yeah. All right. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.